Hi and good day everyone, it's McCaughan again on Thursday the 16th of February. Just a little afternoon boot. It's turned into a beautiful afternoon here today. It wasn't so nice earlier on when I was out walking through the parks with my waterproof and my bonnet on. It was quite dismal. Well, it was dismal weather-wise. It wasn't dismal at all because I had a lot of friends in my pocket, as it were, my boo friends. I made a boo while I was out, and I have to apologise for having listened to it when I got back home. The wind noise in certain parts. And I'd just like to say, I hope that didn't put you off listening to the boo. As I said, I didn't realise the wind had just made such a racket at times, and it is annoying. And I have spoken to some friends on the audio boo regarding the microphones, and I'm trying to source a decent microphone for the iPhone with some wind noise reduction, some kind of muffling effect that is handy to carry around and is not too expensive. So if anyone out there has any knowledge, I'm going to do a tweet about it to try and see if anybody has anything or knows of anything that would do this kind of job, because it is annoying. I've listened to boos that people have made, and it's the same, an excellent boo being ruined by the loss of their voice under the roaring wind. Even if it's just a breeze, it sounds like it's 60 mile an hour gales. So it is a problem, and you tend to forget about it when you're out and about. So that's just a little thing on this boo. But the boo I'm doing, actually, I've diversified again. Isn't it great when you can diversify, when you allow your mind to ramble and wander? Anyway, apologies for that. What the boo was about was taking my friends with me. And while I was out and about, I listened to Fireman Rich, who was telling us his tale about his little dog Max, who had to go to the vet once again for an operation and how he was worried. Sassy Cat, I love Sassy Cat's voice. It is very sassy. And she was having a debate with, now I may have this wrong, so apologies Sassy if I've got it wrong. It's either your husband or partner or whatever, or it's your son. I don't think it's your son, you just sound too young for the voice of the man, if you know what I'm trying to say. Apologies again if I've got that bit wrong. And Sassy Cat and their male friend are debating the relativity of our human existence. And that was quite entertaining, actually. Then I listened to Paul Omani Blog, who treated us, or me, to a little bit of Madame Butterfly and the history behind the bit of music that he played. Then he went to tell the February boo for yesterday about the tale from your family, and it was about his father and how his father lost his leg or foot or something in a sniper attack, basically in a conflict in Ireland way back when he was a very young man, and that is a tale, something to always remember that. And then he gave us a little poem from Dylan Thomas and a little expose on Dylan Thomas's career and life, albeit a short one. So that was three by Paul. Then I had Simon SM2M, who seemed a little bit miffed. Everybody was talking about records and CDs, and he's obviously far too young to remember these things, and he talks about his first MP3 that he downloaded. So the juvenile Simon had his say about the first tracks. I can't say records now, just say tracks. So that was good. Then I listened to a couple of Dean Reeds. And Dean sort of repeated his boo with slight amendments about the dinner guests that he did last week. He changed it enough for it to be just as enjoyable as it was the first time round. And then he went on about catching up on booze, trying to follow as many as possible, especially the February booze and things like that. So just a little tale to let you know that when I was out, this is the kind of things that I listened to. I have loads and loads and loads and loads to catch up on. And I deliberately now go out and walks even in bad weather, just so that I can take in all this, all the tales, the stories, the input from Audio Booland. I think it's a fantastic media, absolutely fantastic, and it's great to listen to everyone. So nothing much more to say on this, but if I can remind anyone, if you have any idea, an inkling on a noise suppression mics at reasonable cost, because if we could come across something like that, I'm quite sure it would be adopted by us Audio Boo fans when we're, particularly when we're out and about. And if it was at a reasonable cost, I'm quite sure it would be sold in quite significant numbers. So if anybody knows anything out there, or a way around about it, or without putting a sock over the end of your phone, it's a microphone, let me give that a try tomorrow. Do you think it should be an ankle sock, or a thermal sock, or something like that? I'll maybe give that a try tomorrow. Let's see how it goes. Anyway, bye for now, folks. I'll speak again soon.